Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Shop all things Cherry Johnson at TheRealCherry.com.
Cherry's World is brought to you by Less Is More Events. Get in line.
Hey, if you're listening to Cherry's World Podcast on Apple Podcasts and iTunes, please give us a 5-star. Let us know what you think. Leave us a review. I want to hear from you. Thank you.
Would you like to advertise on Cherry's World and have your product placed on Cherry's social media for the world to see? Email us now at cherriesworldpodcast@gmail.com for low introductory rates. Cherry's World Podcast. Get heard.
Welcome to Cherry's World.
Shop all things Cherry Johnson at TheRealCherry.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got my man, Mr. Andre Key, back in the house. He is a real estate agent. He is my real estate agent. And we know right now you are thinking about making some moves when it comes to investing. So who better to talk to than Mr. Andre Key as we talk about some real estate investing?
Appreciate you guys. Thanks for having me back on.
Are you kidding? Thank you for coming back on. So as I mean, Andre knows, Courtney knows, I am interested in diversifying my portfolio this year, and I'm one of the people that are kind of praying the economy will crash, and I've probably been watching a little bit too much of HGTV, so I think I can flip some homes. Andre, bring me back down in reality. And let's have a real conversation.
Okay. All right, I get this question a lot too. Like, a lot of people hit me up on social media or just the people I know in my phone book. It's like, man, how can I get in the game? What do I need to do? And that question is layered, right? So, I mean, people see HGTV, they think they can flip houses. It can be done, but it's definitely not for the faint of heart. People see, oh, can I buy houses with no money down?
Yeah.
I would say you can buy houses with no banks, but no money down, like, you know, so that's what they mean. No money down meaning, hey, you don't need a bank. You don't need anybody to pull your credit. I bought houses like that. So there are strategies. There's things that people can do. And today I just want to kind of break it down and give people a lane that can work for them. This can work for somebody that's not working right now, or this can work for somebody that's like, got some money to play with, so, you know.
Okay, well, break it down for me. I ain't got no job right now. So, until this COVID is over and Universal Studios lets us back in, I'm in limbo. What can we do?
I can get it. I can dig it. So, the first thing is, I like to call this part, like, ear hustling. And it's just really like you got to network. And sometimes people might say, hey, Cherry, this pandemic, I'm sick of being a homeowner. I can't afford my mortgage, you know, or hey, Big Mama left the house. She passed away. The family don't know what to do. That's when your ears should perk up, right? Because that's a situation. I don't want to call it a problem, but people have real estate situations that they have no clue on how to solve. And that's when you come in, all right? Now, true, you might not have the education or the knowledge base, but you know me.
I got partner you.
You partner with somebody. You partner and you figure out how you can help them. And that's the way that you could really, like, without marketing or anything, get in the game. Just listen for people that have, if people open up to you, then, hey, you're there. And that's the first step.
That's awesome. Because I get them in my inbox.
Yeah. You know, people you know that's like, man, I'm going through a divorce. Like, I don't care about this house. I don't, man, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen situations like that. I've seen a lot of situations like that. Not some good, some bad, but I've seen. But yeah, you're right. Keep your ears to the street. You'll be able to find something.
Exactly. Okay,
so step one, I need to keep my ear to the streets and figure out who needs a bailout. What's step two?
Okay, so for people who don't want to invest in marketing, again, keep your eyes open. Keep your eyes on the prize, right? So everybody has a route that they take home where they may drive through a neighborhood. Pay attention. It's Wednesday. The garbage came Monday. And dude or whoever it is, that garbage is still on the curb. They got newspapers stacked up. Maybe they out of town. Maybe not. But pay attention. Man, his property, his grass isn't the best. Weeds everywhere. Car broken down in the driveway. Chances are that person is going through some problems. Pay attention when you drive, like take the same route if you can every day and just pay attention to whose home look like they might be struggling.
That's real. I got a house down the street right now that I got my eye on.
See what I mean? Chances are, if it's not vacant and somebody lives there, I mean, if they don't have the disposable income to pay for the landscapers or if they in a slump where they can't get out and cut their own grass, they're depressed, something's going on. And, you know, what I would do is a couple of things. You can have the gall and make a handmade letter and say, hey, I help people who have housing issues, call me. And then you connect with somebody like me who know the strategy, who know how to speak to it. Or you can, I'm gonna give you one of my resources. It's called truepeoplesearch.com. Make sure you're not on here because people will be able to find you. But if you go to truepeoplesearch.com, put in an address or a name or whatever, or a phone number, it's going to give you that person's information for free. And so
does it give you, like, if they have a tax lien or anything against the property?
Well, no, but that's when you use your judgment to see if the property looks what I call distressed. Mm-hmm. There might be some issues. You might say, hey, Andre, look this address up. I'll look it up. I'll get the name and the number. I'll call them and find out what's going on. I might get hung up on, I might, you know, but if I stay on them, if you tell me again, Andre, like I seen a sticker in that window, or Andre, like it just doesn't seem right, I just stay on them and eventually they'll open up, and if they are able to tell me what's going on, we can help.
Now, I'm sorry, for us who watch HGTV too much, I know I can flip some homes, right?
Yeah.
So if I asked you to find me like maybe a distressed property and not such a great neighborhood, what are the biggest boo-boos that investors make?
With that?
Yeah.
If you watch, I'm going to equate it to like sports, right? So you watch Last Dance with Michael Jordan. It took a while for him to get a good team. And so that's the thing. You need a team. So if you get a distressed property, right? First of all, you know, you got to find a lender that's going to give you the loan to get it and the money to fix it up if you don't have the money. So finding a good lender is important. Somebody that you build a relationship with, you can trust, and they trust you. The second thing is you need a contractor that you can trust. I mean, I've had bouts with contractors where I'm like, I wanted to like do some things that I probably don't want to say on here.
Right.
Over like $5,000. So imagine if you were the contractor and it's like a $50,000 to $500,000 project. You know, you can imagine how you'll feel. So a contractor, you got to be able to vet and get a good contractor. And then the other thing is find a good real estate agent. Because at the end of the day, exactly, you got to sell this property.
And yeah.
Make sure that it doesn't sit for a long time. So it's really putting your team together, like interviewing people, getting, you know, their track record, and really using your gut to say, okay, I think I can roll, I can rock with this person.
I was just going to say, do you help your clients do that?
Yeah, I do help them, but I like to put a disclaimer because I, you know, at the end of the day, I got people that I can recommend, but when, you know, with like remodeling, like it's always the unforeseen, right? Mm-hmm. And you could get stressed and that person can get stressed. So in a stressful situation, you never know how two people are going to respond. It might, I know you, Cherry, you're quick to tell somebody how to do it and when to do it or whatever. And it could be like that. So, I mean, you just got to know. And I don't want you to come back, Andre, this contractor, we got into it. It's a part of it. As long as you can kind of do conflict resolution, you know, you'll be all right.
Well, sticking with the contractor, do you find a lot of times they'll say we need to have a licensed guy to do this? Like we needed one time, they said we needed a licensed guy to put those GFI plugs in the building. You know what I'm talking about? I think I'm saying it right. I can do anybody. Cherry, you could do anybody can do that. But they wanted a licensed electrician to do little stuff. And then so something that can cost you $20 end up costing you. And then most contractors won't even take their job. Like, man, I'm not coming over here.
Is it because those things can catch a building on fire? So they want somebody who's licensed and bonded just in case there's an issue later?
I guess for big jobs, but that's why I'm asking you. But this is an investment for you. So you're trying to do this without spending the most amount of money. Yeah. So why would you spend $300 to an electrician when you can do it yourself for $30 or $50?
It just depends. So check this out. Like if you got a big job, right, you got to get the city involved to pull permits. So they're going to have inspectors that inspect the work that's being done. And they're going to want to see that there's a licensed person. But, of course, that's with walls stripped out. Like, that's big-time wiring. Yeah. Now, if you're selling a house and the buyer finds out that that GFC isn't working, they might come back and say, yeah, get it fixed, and I need a licensed professional to fix it. So that means if you ever got to sell a property, test it yourself, pay for an inspector about $400 yourself and find out what's not working. So at that point, if it's the toilet, if it's plumbing, electrical, you can have your cousin fix it and you cool. But if anybody else finds out, like a potential buyer, they're going to want a licensed person to do it. And if it's a house that you got to put work in, that you need to pull permits, but if you don't have to pull permits, you know, you can get somebody in there that'll, you know, save you some money.
I have a question. Listening to people talk, they don't understand management companies. So a lot of people think that you need like 6 units or above to have a management company actually handle your property. Don't you own a management company?
Yeah, I do management. I manage my own. I don't take on a whole bunch of clients with that. But, you know, you don't need, like, for example, if you was to get you an investment house and you rented it out, you can pay a management company. You can, but you don't really need to. I'm gonna give a piece of game that it took me a long time to learn. But management companies, for the most part, you have them in place because of what? If something goes wrong, you want somebody that can help. And what they'll do is they'll send the contractor out and usually send you this big bill. But you could put a home warranty on the property for $50 a month, which your tenant will pay for. If something goes wrong, electrical, plumbing, AC, the important stuff, you call that warranty company. If you write your lease right, you make them pay the deductible, and they send the contractor out, a preferred contractor, to do the work. Like, and so you don't need the management company a lot of times. You know, it's really understanding the process. And that's a whole nother discussion. But if you ever need advice on the, I always tell people all the time, I can manage it for you, but I could just show you how to manage it yourself. Like, it's not hard. Just,
and that's one of the reasons why I love Andre, y'all, because he's so honest and he don't let you spend your money when you don't have to spend your money.
Don't make sense.
I really appreciate that. So if somebody's out there and they're in a different region and they're working with a different agent and they're not looking for a place to live, but they're just looking for a place to invest in, what questions would you tell them to ask their agent?
The first thing is to find out, like, so it depends. If they're looking to invest to flip it, because there's a lot of investments, you want to find out what place has a high turnover rate, meaning like, hey, how is property selling over there? Is it like, are they selling fast? So if you get something over there, you know I can flip it and I can sell it real fast. If it's a rental, you want to know like, what's this term? You just want to know like what the rental rates are. You know, and kind of, hey, is this an area that has strong rental rates? You know, and a realtor can pull that information for you. You know, so those are some things you just need to know. My thing is always letting people know that whenever you talk investment, there's risk involved. So if you have a professional that knows the risk and can help you mitigate the risk, then I think it's a win situation.
To clarify this again, because we have watchers everywhere, you can handle real estate throughout the United States.
I can't. I have affiliates that can, you know, help you anywhere, even in Canada.
He got you.
Yeah. One of my things too is I want to get to is like I did mention buying a house with no money down, mm-hmm. and it can be done. A lot of times I tell people, man, you got to market. You got to get just that's the money you spend. But I just want to tell people in the audience who hear these no money downs, like how it actually works. It's called a wholesaler. So. Technically, if you sell your house and I make a deal with you to buy your house, even if it's at a discount, I put it on our contract. It's called a 1-to-4 in Texas. I put it on the contract saying you, Cherry, had agreed to sell me this house for X amount of dollars and I agree to buy it and all the other terms within. So officially, I bought that house, right? We ain't closed yet, but I got that house on paper. Now you take that paperwork to another investor that you know and say, hey, this house is worth 270. I got it under contract. If you got it under contract for 210, you can basically tell them, hey, I'll sell you this contract for 10 grand. And there you go. You bought a house and sold a house with none of your own money.
Somebody did that to me. We had an apartment building. Yeah. And that's how they ended up getting it. But I didn't care because I just wanted it gone.
Oh, see, that's what you do. He wholesaled it. And so that's how you, so when all these gurus say, hey, I bought a house, no money down. I'm like, you know, it can happen, but obviously you got to put some kind of money to get to attract the people. But if you ear hustle and I hustle and you can get in and get that person on the contract, then you can do that with no money down.
You know what? There's another question I wanted to ask you. What is this broker's discount? Like, I keep hearing about investor's discount or broker's discount. And you said something about wholesaling real estate. Like, how does that work? How do you get in there where you get these discounts or you learn about these wholesaling properties?
So those catchwords is basically marketing, right? So somebody like me who just want to get people to spend money or to, you know, deal with me, I'm going to say investor discount, a broker's discount. But really, once they get you in, they just really want to get you in the door, right? And so that discount can be something legit, but typically it's not going to be something. They're not going to, you know, give up something on their bottom line. They just want to get people in the door so that they can sell you on whatever it is.
I was wondering, because I was looking at it and I was like, broker's discount, does that mean I have to buy like a lot of homes? Like maybe
I haven't heard that though. I don't know. They may say instead of me charging you 3%, I'm gonna charge you 2.5% to sell your home. Like that could be what they mean.
Okay. Or
they'll make you sign a contract. Hey, if you do 3 homes with me, then I'll give you a discount on the 4th, you know. They put it out there real blanket so you can, that all they want to do is, in our business, we want our phones ringing. So sometimes people say stuff to just try to, you know.
Try to hook, line, and sink you.
Yeah,
That's, I appreciate that about Andre. He give you the game too. He be like, nah, boo, that ain't real. You don't believe me, y'all. Yeah.
If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
Probably is.
My mama said that.
Yeah. So, but that, yeah, that's one of the things. And, the owner finance thing is huge. They may call it different in other places, like a land contract, but that's another good too. Like if you buy a house, you know, if you think about it, if you rent out a house, right, you collect in first month security and first month's rent and a security deposit, and then you got to fix the house every time the tenant calls. You got to worry about they stop paying you, depending on what kind of state you in, how hard it is to kick them out. I mean, I don't really like red states because of they voting, but they pro-investor. So in a red state, if somebody needs to get evicted, you can get them out of there in 30 days.
Yeah.
In a blue state, it's going to take some time.
I never knew that. What about land, Andre? Like, I've been thinking, because let's face it, I'm not going to nobody's house and fixing nothing, right? But I happen to be in a popping community where there is still some land available. What if I just bought some land and it's like buildable land?
Mm-hmm. Let me come back to that, because I wanted to make a finish a point on the owner finance, right? So, because you said I ain't going in nowhere, I don't want to fix it.
Yeah.
Instead of renting this property, you could own a finance, right? So how that works is you have some people that may have some credit issues or may have some citizenship issues where they can't use a regular bank, but they making money. You know what I mean? You got families that got businesses, they under the radar, they might not have a social or whatever. So you can own a finance in the house. Basically, you can become the bank. So instead of renting it, you can say, hey, you can own a finance my house. Give me 20% down and I'll charge you a 7% interest rate, and you can own a finance this for 30 years. So now let's say if you own a house and you got a mortgage and you got a 3% interest rate, A, you getting 20% down, right, from this person, and you getting 7% interest on that. So you making like 4% interest per month. So you give them the deed, so now they're responsible for fixing it up. And if they don't pay you, you can foreclose just like the bank. And they lost 20%. And so now you basically just renting out, you basically taking your deed and renting your deed out. You just becoming a bank.
So basically that's lease to own, but lease to owns are never real. They're always...
But that's not lease to own, that's owner finance. Lease to owns aren't really real. They're like, hey, you can keep leasing it and this money will go to you. They setting you up. They know most of them people might not ever be able to buy. But owner finance is actually, you're going to give them the deed. You'll put the deed, transfer the deed to their name. They own the property, but you collect the financing each month and you get a down payment. So, I mean, that's a lot better than leasing a house out. Because now you've got somebody who gives you, instead of first month rent and security deposit. So, yeah, I mean, that way you get a big down payment and you get a monthly income off of it. And you don't own it. You don't have to worry about it. You just own what they call a note to the property. And then you can sell that note to somebody like, hey, I got this property. I'm getting 7% interest on it. You can buy this from me. You know what I mean? 10 G's is yours. So it's a lot of little different strategies. I know of a lot of ways to buy a house, and that's what's important.
I'm going to be picking your brain now. Land, really quickly, land.
Okay, land. Okay, back to land.
Buildable land.
Buildable land is always a plus. It's just that sometimes the contractors, it depends. So I had a couple of people call me and say, hey, Andre, I see this land in Lake Travis. You know, it's real cheap. I want to get it and build on it. But you have to understand that sometimes the land comes with restrictions. Like, you can build on it, but they want you to build a 3,000 square foot house like the other neighbor. And if somebody charge you $250 per square footage, now you got a big bill. You could build a custom house and be proud of it, but you just got to understand it's best to try to get land that has no restriction, no building restriction, no site restrictions. You can build whatever you want on it, you know, or you can split the land up and sell pieces of it to help fund your contract. So land is always good. You just got to buy smart.
Buy smart. How do I know if I'm looking smart or not?
Yeah, that's when you get an agent like me, and I'll break it down. I'll let you know what's going on. I'll do my research on the area and kind of let you know what the prices look like, where you need to be. So.
Are you sure you're from Chicago?
Why you say that?
Man, I ain't met too many honest brothers like you from Chicago. I shouldn't say that. But
He's not a fast talker. He's not like a used car salesman.
Yeah.
And he really cares about us. I told you, that's the only man that can blind move me. When I said that, I mean that.
Listen, so Courtney, so here it is, though. Let me tell you, though, like from Chicago, I noticed a lot of people always be infatuated with hitting a lick. A lick, you know, a lick is a quick hit, a quick come up. But in the same note, like your name is trash.
Yep.
Right? For me, I'm like, look, I can't get rich off this one person. I don't want to hit a lick like that. I just want to do right, and then that my reputation is what's gonna make me wealthy. So that's how I look at it.
Yeah, real talk. Real talk.
When I first moved here, when people found out I was from Chicago, they was like, they ain't even do business with me.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because they thought we get that, oh, you fast talker, you this and this.
Slick
and
ass.
Yeah, yeah, they thought I was on some slick shit. So, you know. But I just had to peel back the book. And, you know, a mentor told me, like, Andre, educate people. Don't, you know, because people tell you the game is to be sold, not told. Like, but if you position yourself as an expert, give the game. Because guess what? Most people ain't going to really take the initiative. Right. They're going to have to come back and see you.
Right.
Damn, you told me how to do this. You know, can you help me? And then that's when I'm like, well, it's not going to be free. Like, I'll help you, but I got to get paid, too.
Absolutely. So, Andre, tell people where they can find you at. And, of course, we'll put all the information up.
No doubt. You can go to my webpage at Key of Austin Homes. That's Key of Austin Homes with an S on it, .com. You can find me on Instagram at TeamKey_TX. And then on Facebook, I am Andre Key, Texas Real Estate.
Oh, and congratulations. I see you got a new listing that was up. I already checked it out. It's nice.
Yeah.
And you closed like 2 this week.
Yeah, I just been busy. I got a couple more listings coming up soon. Yeah.
Okay.
One of the things I do is I pay for a coach, man. I got a coach. I paid this dude. And it's like just something to help keep me accountable. He look at my business and kind of, you know, and so like, whatever you try to do, like, I feel like don't try to reinvent the wheel. Like, if you get a good coach, somebody that can put you in position, and eventually I want to do that. I mean, I don't really want to coach real estate agents, even though I want to, you know, I don't mind it, but I'd rather, like, coach investors. I'd rather all these investing principles, like, and the best way to do it is without having to pay me monthly is find a deal and bring it to me. And you're going to sit right next to me as I close this deal. Now, we might not break bread 50-50 initially because every education costs, but even if you get 15% of the deal, 20% of the deal, you got to sit down and see the game and see how it works.
Okay. Look, you just gave me a challenge. Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you, man.
Is there anything else you want us to know?
I mean, that's it. You know me, man. I could talk real estate for hours because I love this shit, but I mean.
Well, then you just got to come back.
Yeah, if you got any questions, like my main thing is like if you pose like, hey, what's the top questions that people have? Let me know. Like I'm talking a lot about residential, but you mentioned land. Courtney, you mentioned, you know, commercial. Like, you know, we can touch on it all. But, you know, again, let me know what people are interested in. And, I'll make sure I have something for them.
My last question, how did you become so passionate about it? Because this sounds like it's just more than just money for you. It's like you really have a passion for this.
Man, I had, I just kind of, like it's sales at the end of the day. You know what I mean? This is a sales job. And I had sales jobs in the past and I realized that unless it worked for me, I can't sell it to nobody. Like I can't be genuine about it unless I actually seen it work for me. So like, after trials and tribulations and seeing how shit work and figuring out stuff on my own or just having an issue, like, oh, it was like this. Like, I gained that passion. Like, damn, like, I love this shit. Like, I like figuring out shit. And so that's kind of what it was. And then so, and I like talking about it. You know what I mean? So, like, when people ask me, I just open up the book, man. I feel like I got to be transparent with it. You know? So that's just kind of how it grew.
Dope.
Love it. The resident real estate agent. He don't know it yet, y'all, but I'm letting y'all know and him know at the same time. Cherish World Podcast got a resident real estate agent. You got some real estate questions, hit us up, let us know. We gonna ask Mr. Andre Key.
Oh, there we go. Appreciate it. Hey, commercial too. Like, hey, commercial land. Hey, I even like sold farms. So, you know, I don't like to limit myself. Residential is where it starts and what built my business. But hey, you know, there's so many genres of real estate that, you know, I can touch on.
So questions, ask my boy. We'll have him back on. He'll answer everything you want to know.
Hit me up. Let me know. Put it out there. You can even email me. So, hey.
Because, right, Courtney, you'll put all the information up, right?
Oh, yeah. I'll put it in there.
Let me give you my email. It's just simple. It's andret@gmail.com
Real easy. He really will write you back.
Just don't be on there talking about foolery. Just if you got real questions, let me know what it is. But, you know, but man, I appreciate y'all again. I think it's that time. Yeah, I got people wondering what's going on. People get nervous when they talk real estate deals and contracts. So I got to address some fires. But, man, I thank y'all. I look forward to coming back on.
Yes, sir.
We could talk some real estate and relationships, whatever. We can do it. All
right. They go hand in hand.
Yeah, I know, for real.
They can make them or break them.
Welcome to Cherry's World.
Brought to you by Less Is More Events. Get lime.
Shop all things Cherry Johnson at TheRealCherry.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.